escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
97.1 FM Talk. This is Wiggins America. Looking forward to talking to the state director for AFP Missouri. Jeremy, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so I've been following this topic intensely, but more from a national perspective of what's happening here and there. And now here it is right on our doorstep. We're talking about school choice. The headline is that Governor Parson has signed SB 727, which expands school choice. So, Jeremy, I'm hoping you can give us a little bit of a where has it been, where is it now, where's it going type of scenario.
No, absolutely. So as far as school choice is concerned, back in 2021, we had a bill pass that created education savings accounts in the state of Missouri. So basically what occurs is if there's a couple of nonprofits around the state that provide scholarships to families and students to attend either a private school. They can attend like a hybrid school or even some of them can even homeschool. And if a donor donates to one of those nonprofits, they get a tax credit so they can deduct their taxes next year. So if you donate this year, you can deduct some of that portion of that on your taxes next year. And so you make a donation to one of these nonprofits. The nonprofit gives a scholarship to some of these children. Then the children can go to the school that they want to.
And that's all privately funded, right?
That's all privately funded. So now the donor gets a little bit of that tax credit, so they get that reduction in their taxes the following year, but it's all privately funded, so no actual government funds are going anywhere. Now, there was a lot of restrictions. So there's restrictions on there's a prioritization. So basically, if you and your family are, or if your children are on free and reduced lunches, for example, you've got top priority. If you're on an IEP, if your child is on an IEP, you have secondary priority. And so that's an individualized education plan. So if there's something special that you need as far as your education and help with, then those children are a higher priority than others. I think military families are a higher priority than some of the others. So there's a priority list there. But basically, there was also a geographical requirement. So you had to be in a city with a population of 30 or more. I'm just outside of Jefferson City. I'm about 300 feet away from being able to participate as far as the geographical requirements are concerned. And so what Senate Bill 727 basically did was it said more people can donate more money now. So from $50 million to $75 million. So more donors can participate. And then also that geographical requirement is now gone. So regardless of where you live in the state, if you meet all the other requirements, you can now participate.
So
that's now signed into law. And on August 28th, that should be available to every family in the state of Missouri that that meets all the other requirements.
These are very incremental steps is what it seems like, because there's kind of the big picture with school choice. And Missouri is being, it seems to me anyway, being very cautious, but they're moving in that direction.
Very true. And I would say, you know, universal choice, that's what we've seen in Florida and Arkansas and Iowa, Oklahoma, what we've seen in a bunch of the states around us. Universal choice is going to happen. It's just a matter of time. And so you're correct that what we're seeing right now is incremental. We're basically taking a step at a time. But I think as time goes on, we're going to have more supporters, more families. You know, I think over 60% of Missouri families actually support the education savings accounts. And so it's a got a lot of support, and it's bipartisan support. So it's not just Republican versus Democrat. It's got a lot of support across the state. And the idea is, how are we using your tax dollars to best educate our children? And so, you know, we had a bunch of bills filed this year. We had bills filed by Representative Doug Ritchie and Senators Andrew Koenig and Senator Rick Bratton out of the Kansas City area. So Andrew Koenig's there in St. Louis County. And they all filed bills that actually would open it up entirely. So for instance, Representative Doug Ritchie out of the Kansas City area also had House Bill 1911. That was the one that was really talked about a lot in the press at the very beginning of session. And that allows you to anyone to pay for whatever education that they want for their child, and then they themselves would directly get a tax credit that offsets that education entirely. And so that's kind of the direction that we're looking at heading.
So you're still talking about then private funding, because even if it's your own kids, you're still funding it. You're just getting a tax credit in return. But
correct.
Now let's define it, though. When you say universal school choice, what I've seen from voucher programs is a little bit different than that, where they put the money that was going toward the school district in kind of a fund for everybody. And then you, when you put your kids in that school, that money goes toward your kids. So that seems a little bit different than a tax credit, right?
Well, it does definitely take several different forms. And so in other states, they have used education savings accounts. And that's where the state basically says, all right, so there's every child in the state now has an account. We're going to put the public funding into that account, and then that child, then that family can use those funds however they see fit. Yes. And that is an option. That is an option moving forward that we can do as well. But we have seen in other states where, you know, I think in Florida, whenever they implemented it about a year ago, there was they had difficulty keeping up with the families that wanted to participate. There was so many families that wanted to participate that some of the vendors and other third parties that they used to implement these had difficulty keeping up with that and actually processing it and make sure all the children were able to participate. And so whenever we're looking at issues like that, because, you know, a lot of these things are new. And so, you know, there's a lot of testing and a lot of trial and error. And so whenever we're looking at things like that, you know, Oklahoma just recently did very similar to what I had just mentioned, like allowing families to get a full tax credit directly from the state to offset their taxes for that. And what that does, though, we've, you know, in the state of Missouri, instead of relying on a third party vendor to do some of these accounts in the background, we already have the Department of Revenue. And everyone already files their taxes each and every year. And all you have is one more line on your tax form that says, you know, was your child in a public school? Yes or no. If it was no, how much did you spend on education? You put in the amount. And then, you know, there will be a formula in there that says, hey, you know, based off of generally the state adequacy target, that's what the state funds public schools now per child. And then basically says, all right, well, if you spent this much, this is how much you're eligible for. And this is what you get reduced from your taxes. And so then that way we're not relying on other individuals, other companies, anyone else, the other state agencies to actually get it accomplished. It allows us to actually use a system that's already available. And we know that works. The government's really good at collecting your money. And so just making sure that, you know, it's another method of kind of accomplishing the same idea and ensuring that every child still gets the education that best fits their needs. And at the same time, making sure that the system is working. And so we're not hitting some of those hiccups. One of the other bonuses that I really like with ideas like that is whenever you look at some of the tax credit items, you as the family and parent are making those decisions. You're choosing where to send them to school. You're choosing what type of curriculum. If you're homeschooling, you're going through all of those methods. And by doing it that in that type of form, you have a lot less of the strings, the government strings, the requirements that often come with them. So if you look at the current scholarship program that we have right now, the ESA program that we have, there is a requirement that you get the annualized testing. Whenever you submit your application with one of the nonprofits, you have to tell them this is the type of curriculum and everything else I'm going to have and whatnot. There was the requirement for background checks for the homeschoolers, but that's been removed in 727, so that's another bonus. So they won't have to go through a background check to participate any longer. But at the same time, there's generally fewer strings involved with government. And that's the kind of the idea is how do we create more competition, get government out of the way, and allow families to pick and choose the best education for their kids.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.